people that want to hear the things that pertain to life.
Amen.
Praise God. And these things that are rejected by men are the same things that they will still go back to look for at the end of days. Because they discovered that the things that they were chasing were not there in the first place. So everybody now has to turn back and remember, no, there used to be one man. There used to be one. They said something. Then they opened the books again. Say, yay, pa. Oh, if I had known. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Jeremiah, it says that the heart of a man is desperately
wicked.
Who can know it? Then it goes further to speak about those that depart from God. Their name shall be written where?
On the sand.
On the sand. That is in carnality.
Yes.
All the things you think you are struggling for on the sand. When wind will blow,
everything
is gone.
Yes.
That means you have no inheritance. The Bible says they will be like fools. Fools. It's like building your house on the sand. And when you build your house on the sand, which is on earthly things, earthly beliefs, concepts of religion, at the end of the day, you will discover that you have no reward. But those that are built upon Mount Zion, which incidentally is invisible, but Mount Zion is invisible. So the ordinary man cannot understand that why is this man sowing, or why are these people sowing into something that they cannot see? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The winds will blow, everything will move, the day come,
pay.
Nothing shall move them. They shall be like Mount Zion that cannot be
moved.
All these things are in the Bible. Let God shine our eyes.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let God shine our eyes. Even my eyes. Not, I'm not talking to anyone. I'm talking to myself.
Amen.
Let God shine our eyes.
Amen.
To be wise in the days of our flesh.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Now I'm going to speak on the reason why Moses did not die. Somebody said, but Pastor, I never get double. He's talking of Moses did not die. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The things we hear today are the things that pertain to
life.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And God has given us this spirit to know the things that pertain to life. In the book of Proverbs chapter 25, it is saying, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but it is the honor of kings to search out a matter.
Hallelujah.
There's something that has been sealed. When something is sealed, it is hidden from the comprehension of man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And our glory today is to unravel the mystery. Our glory today is to search out the matter. It says that the Spirit of God searching out what? The deep things of God. I always told you it's a little book. It's a little
book.
He has given you a spirit. Not, he didn't give you the spirit to make Hojo ba 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 ba. He gave you the spirit, or he has revived the spirit in you so that you can know the things of God, not the things of man. The problems we have today is that we have become acquainted with the things of men. We have married mortality. So he has not come to revive us, to tell us. Because everything, all these things that we play with as men are like idols. And these idols will wake up one day and bite you. Have you seen a doll that wakes up in a movie?
Yes.
And you know, begins to chase the owner. So these idols that we have formed, they now come to life to haunt us. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So he has given us the spirit to search out the matter. And he says that there is nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. And I tell you, you are glorious.
Amen.
You are not sick. Amen. You are not poor. You are not forsaken. You are not miserable people.
Amen.
You are not a bad person. You are not a prostitute. You are not a drunkard. You are not whatever the world, you know, labeled you to be. You are actually the very glory of God.
Amen.
Amen.
These are the deep things, and God sees you that way. God does not change. God does not change today because you got angry, or because you know, you had a shot with your girlfriend. Don't do that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, in this system of men, we have to be orderly. You get a point? Because we're in what we call Caesar's realm, is it?
Yes.
You pay your taxes, you do things orderly. You don't have to marry three wives because maybe you have your liberties. After all, the Bible is, you know, spirit, you know, so I can marry as many wives as I want. Amen.
Amen.
You only die before your time. Hallelujah. Amen. And you say, oh God, oh God, oh God, and then, you know, calling pastors to pray for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And the one you are praying to, maybe he has about three or four others. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's a vicious cycle. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Moses did not die. Somebody say, but the Bible says he died. And the Bible says that God buried him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, will I listen to the letters of the Bible, or will I listen to what the Spirit has revealed to me in secret? I spoke this 10 years ago in a basement in Milan, and as I spoke this word, why Moses did not die, a brother, a Ghanaian brother in the crowd, we are underground, actually, we are not. The Ghanaian brother said he saw a light. As I spoke that, he said he saw a light come from heaven.
Amen.
And when did that light come? Because God wants you to know it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This same Moses that people say died appeared with Elijah at the transfiguration. Praise God. Now, when did God become an undertaker? Do you know what they call an undertaker?
Those
people who bury people. Whose work is to bury others. So you are trying to tell me that God's work now is to bury people. So you have made God an undertaker. So God buried Moses. God gives life.
Amen.
God cannot do anything. God has nothing, no covenant with the grave or with death. When God appears to do what?
Give.
To give and to lift you out.
Amen.
To quicken you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said, but God cursed Adam. Adam died. God was. Adam, for your sake, because of what you have done, because you have left your celestial state, you have left your, you know, Christ nature, you have left that name that is above all name to unite with that which is mortal, because you have turned your back from the living God and to walk as a mortal man, you will die. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God does not curse anybody. You know, you go to the book of the Old Testament, you see curses and blessings. God is delivering us from all these things now. So I want you to understand the truth.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is why people curse each other. Because we feel that if God curse, we can curse. People curse from the pulpit. I've heard of a pastor saying that Obama must die. From the pulpit. How can Can you bless God and say, oh, show papa to God and cry to God? Then the next moment you turn to a man who is actually God manifesting himself.
Amen.
As a man and cursing. There's something wrong. We have not still understood the mystery of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why the master comes again and says, hear! Hear, O
Israel.
The Lord your God is
one.
You shall cleave to that one. And in so doing, love your neighbor.
As yourself.
Because there's only
one.
And it's where?
In our eyes.
So we have to shine our eyes. You know the miracles of Jesus? When he put mud in the eye of the blind person, told him to wash the eyes, and he came back seeing. That is what we have to be doing every day, every morning. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because at times, some things are more and more mud is thrown into your eyes. And at times it's difficult to see clearly. It's not easy. But with spiritual strength in the inner man, God will help us.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hear, O Israel.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Moses did not die. Turn quickly to the book of Jude. Jude chapter 1, verse 8. Are you there? I just want to be brief too. I don't want to read the whole chapter. Likewise, you know Jude is the chapter before Revelation. It has got only one chapter.
Jude 4.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Likewise, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of what? Moses. Does not bring against him a railing accusation, but said the Lord rebuke you. Now, these are very deep things. The angel Michael and the devil here fighting over the body of Moses. What do you think they're fighting? Why do you think they're fighting over that body? What does the devil want to do with that body? All these are visions. The devil wants to destroy that body. The devil is glorified when that body is buried and destroyed. Say, servant of God. That is the devil. You see, the last enemy to be defeated is what?
Death.
That is the crown prince. That is the crown of the devil. Death. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now when the archangel fights, because the archangel represents actually a type of the Christ. If you look throughout the Bible, the archangel is mentioned in the book of Daniel. The archangel appears. The Bible says in that day you shall stand on behalf of your people, and the dead shall arise.
Hallelujah.
Then he appears and he shows again in the book of Revelation. He says that there was war in heaven. Praise God. Do you know there's war in your heaven today?
Of course.
Like the angel is standing and fighting for your enemies.
Amen.
Praise God. And you see every influence of Satan is being cast down from your life.
Amen.
There's already a war in your heavens.
Amen.
After you are hearing these messages.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you see, anytime that angel appears, it pertains to resurrection. It pertains to life. That famous archangel, the shout of the archangel, the last trump, all are allegories of Michael is actually the manifestation of Christ. All these are types and shadows. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what he does is to quicken, is to bring to life those that are dying and perishing away in their sins and transgressions. The angel appears to quicken, that is of God. It does not appear to kill. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why you see Moses later appearing on the mountain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What are you knowing today? There is a dispute over you today in the heavenly places. The devil wants to put you to the grave and cause you to be submit to the death, to death and the grave. And right now, Angel Michael is fighting a war on your behalf.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And what? God will always win.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we must be attentive to hearken. Because the archangel fights by shouting. What is the shout?
The trumpet.
Jesus Christ says the voice of the Son of Man is the communication. The archangel will shout what he heard the Father commanding him to reveal to the people.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The archangel does only what he hears the Father does.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And as he speaks, he's revealing what God has revealed to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's all about bringing you back to remembrance. Thou that sleep in the dust is to bring you back into life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So you see that Moses did not die. And God is showing us today the way to escape from the grip of death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Along with this kind of teachings come also your pastor for your money, for your prosperity in this life.
Amen.
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 Bear in mind, the more spiritual you go, the more the other things will follow you.
Of course.
In life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He says, seek ye first what?
The kingdom of God.
And all the other things will be
added.
Don't do it the other way. Seek God. Seek the realm, the kingdom of God. And what is that kingdom? It's here.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is here. It's the realization of that Christ in you. That perfection in you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's quickly turn to the book of Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. Or Exodus, sorry. Exodus chapter 24, verse 12. Says the last enemy to be destroyed is what?
Death.
He says, some of you standing here will not
see death.
Praise God. Hallelujah. They shall be equal unto, like unto angels that never die. Exodus chapter 24, verse 12. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone and a law and commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them. And Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up unto the mountain of God. And he said unto the elders, tarry ye here for me until we come again unto you. And again, and behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. And Joshua went up. Moses went up into the cloud, into the mountain, and a cloud covered the mountain. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai,
yes.
and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day, he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud, and the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mountain. And Moses was in the mountain 40 days and 40
nights.
40 days
and 40 nights.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's because of this experience that Moses did not die. Somebody say, but Pastor, what are you talking about? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come up here. Come up here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come up here into the high realms of God. Jesus will repeat the same thing years later. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see the same scene? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Years later, Jesus will repeat this same. Amen.
Amen.
And when he repeats this sin, he takes with him disciples and goes up to the mountain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A 3 days journey. But if you look closely, go back to the book of Matthew chapter 17. Are we there? I want to match scripture so that you will see similarities. Matthew 17, verse 1. And after 6 days, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John and his brother, and John his brother, and bringing them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the cloud. Praise God. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with him. Praise God. Now, if you go down to verse 5, it says, while he spake, behold, a bright cloud did what? Hallelujah. And behold, a voice came out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Now, let's stop there. Praise God. I just wanted to show you that 6 days. Remember, before Jesus went up that mountain, if you go to the chapter before this, it says, some of you here will not taste of death. Praise God. After that statement, he took 6 days after, he went up. Why is it 6 days after? You know, six has got to do with man. Six is the number of man. Praise God. One year of the number of man, the mark of the number of the beast, the mark of the number of man is the same thing. Mortal man. Praise God. Because unless we are ready to let go of what we call our human selves, our human life, we cannot be ready for the things of God. That's why he says, cease from man. Cease from
man.
Whose breath is in his
nostrils.
When you talk of breath, speaking about this, is the spirit, the natural spirit, the carnal spirit. Cease from man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Even before they went up to the mountain, Jesus Christ told them, what shall it profit a man if he gains this whole and loses his soul? The issue with a man is that a man wants to gain this whole
world.
That is what man is all about. It's how he will abode here and gather everything unto himself. But at the end of the day, he will be a fool. What shall it profit a man if he gains this world and loses his soul? This is the realm of the dead. Praise God. That is why God is calling us today to Mount Zion. Praise God. We see all over the Bible figures of a high mountain. You know in Africa, what Africans do is to climb up some kind of mountain.
Of course.
Yeah, it's good, it's peaceful, it's nice out there, you can have some quiet. But there's a spiritual mountain called Mount Zion, where God's presence is found. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And nothing that is a man can ascend there. After 6 days, God, Jesus takes them. 3 days journey. Three talks of what? Ascension. Resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Just like Moses, the Bible says that after 6 days, God called Moses to come into the cloud. Ascend into the what? The cloud. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the same cloud that you see Jesus, that came to cover Jesus when he was on top of the mountain. It's the glory cloud. And when they were there, they saw, and this same Moses, they saw him there again. They said, wow, so you are still here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know that God wants to bring us into a realm called eternity?
Amen.
Mount Zion is eternity. It's a place where things don't change. Where time ceases. You know, here we have days, hours, time. We have yesterday, today, tomorrow. On Mount Zion, there's only now.
Amen.
That's eternity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, this kind of teachings, you have to go back to listen to them again and again. Otherwise, I'll just, it will be like I'm speaking in tongues. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Moses went into that cloud. And when you are in that cloud, you are no more a man. You are gathered with the myriads of angels, saints, those who are gathered upon Mount Zion in the heavenly Jerusalem.
Amen.
You remember the other day we had a board here, and I showed you Mount Zion, and I showed you that same cloud on top of Mount Zion. These are invisible realities. He's speaking about our gathering
unto the Lord.
Amen.
Where we all inherit one name, one glory. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's a company of what? Myriads. Innumerable. You can't count the numbers. Hallelujah. Talk quickly in the book of Deuteronomy. I want to show you something. I want you to know what these clouds are. Deuteronomy chapter 33. Are we there?
Yes.
From verse 1. These are the blessings that Moses, the man of God, pronounced on the people of Israel before he died. The Lord came from Mount Zion. He rose like the sun over Edom and shone on his people from Mount Paran. 10,000 what? Angels were with
him.
Him, a flaming fire at his right hand. Now listen to me. When God appeared on Mount Sinai, did you see 10,000 saints? This is a spiritual. When what you hear in the Bible, thousands, it speaks about an infinite
number.
And in, so they just put it 0000. 1 year of things like 1,000 years, which will call millennials, actually an infinite day. Praise God, you are speaking, you are learning a new language. Eh? Spirit of God is teaching us a new language.
Amen.
You understand the language of the Spirit. Praise God.
Amen.
So you see, those thousands of angels, saints that were with God, is that cloud, that glory cloud you see upon Mount Zion. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let somebody say amen.
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 Let the amen not be empty.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So you see, when a man ascends Mount Zion, what happens is that he is united in that body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is where the eternal life is. That is where Jesus Christ came to take us to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You remember the story of Noah? When did Noah's ark finish?
Ararat.
Yes. What was Ararat? How was Ararat in relation to the rest of the mountains? It was the highest
peak
mountain in that territory. Why? God was demonstrating a shadow of Mount Zion. And when he came out of the ark, he came out into a new world.
Amen.
All things are what?
Back.
And look at the blessings God gave to Noah when he came out of the ark.
Hallelujah.
It was the same blessing that he gave man in the beginning.
Amen.
Be fruitful and multiply and have dominion over
world.
Because why? It shows that he has come back to the original state.
Amen.
Because you are celestial beings born upon Mount Zion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is your place of glory. Amen.
Amen.
These are the things that we should strive for, brethren. These are the things that we should remind ourselves of daily. Praise God.
Amen.
There is no way a man can inherit glory except it's found in the midst of that cloud. Because when you are in the midst of that cloud, you've now automatically fulfilled the Ten Commandments. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the Ten Commandments was given in the cloud. The Ten Commandments is only fulfilled by a people who are spiritual, not by men. And what is the Ten Commandments?
Love God and your neighbor.
Hear, O
Israel.
When you can hear, automatically you fulfill
the rest.
The Ten Commandments. And when you hear, what will you hear? I am the Lord.
God.
And besides me, there is
God.
So when we are punching each other, we are sleeping. You know that? Amen.
Amen.
When thou shalt not kill. If I kill, that means I'm asleep. I'm not hearing. Amen.
Amen.
Are you understand what I'm trying to say? The Ten Commandments means oneness. It means love. Let's not deceive ourselves. No man can enter into God's glory without the other. Without loving the other. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're not wasting your time.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If you just put one leg into the kingdom, the devil reminds you, but what of that brother out there? Have you forgotten? You two will backslide out of there. Nobody will tell you. You will go. You'll be back out of there. Amen.
Amen.
So this is the destination. God wants to lift his people into that realm where Moses ascended into. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The same God that told Moses, come up, is telling you today, come higher. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There is no amount of religion, no amount of prayer method. You know, we are so used to things we've learned from our children. Fasting methods, praying methods, dress codes, all those things are in vain. At least for me, they are in
vain.
It's a waste of
time.
The only thing that can benefit a man is to ascend back up spiritually.
Amen.
Praise God. And in so doing, you will discover that all things are yours. And you can never die.
Amen.
Praise God. You can never
die.
This is the gospel. Amen. This is the gospel that the Lord Jesus brought to humanity.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there's something to notice. You notice that Moses was in the cloud for 40
days.
40 days. Now, what does 40 days symbolize? It speaks about trials and temptations. See, there's a period of endurance if you want to ascend in God. You know what the, where the resistance is? The resistance is in our own
mind.
The thing that we have already believed ourselves to be and what things are, those things are the things that we have to resist when we get up there. What happens to Moses, to Jesus, after the baptism?
He said 40 days or 40 nights.
Now, that the Bible says that the glory of God descended upon Jesus. Mm-hmm. What is that glory of God that Jesus descended upon Jesus? It's the same cloud. It descended as a
cloud.
Dove.
Okay.
You see how a dove descends? You know, have you seen a dove descending? Mm-hmm. They said they saw the glory of God descending.
Like a dove.
Like a dove. It's that same cloud. But after that, he still had to go that 40 days. And all that temptation is for him to return back to his carnality. You know all that temptation of Jesus, the devil and all that, it's all here.
Yes.
When you are still trying to be spiritual, there is something that is telling you, brothers, look at, why don't you turn the loaves to bread if you are son of God?
Yes.
There's something telling you that, you know, I will give you the glories of this world if you can just bow down to worship me. You know how you can worship devil? You know how to worship devil? Walk in the flesh. Just walk in the flesh. You're already a devil worshiper. Somebody said, but Pastor, what are you saying? If you want to worship the devil, you don't need to have a pot in your room or anything. Just walk in the flesh, you're already a devil worshiper. He already has you. Praise God. And when you walk as a man, all you want to do is to gain the glories of this
world.
That is the preoccupation of a man. Just think of it. Look at the temptation in the Garden of Eden. It is to gain the glories of this world. You are trying to be a spiritual man, but something is dragging you back to be carnal. That is the 40 days. That is the 40 days of trial and temptation. Remember the children of Israel, how many years in the wilderness?
40 days and 40 nights.
Do you know that they were baptized into the same cloud?
Yes.
They were into the same cloud. Praise God.
Amen.
As you are in that cloud, you know we're in that cloud. How many times has the sister seen that vision? We're in that cloud here.
Amen.
That's why you are hearing all these thunders. Strange things. You've never heard before. Lightnings and thunders. And if your eyes are open in the spirit, you will see the crowd here.
Amen.
Lightnings, thunders, all you are hearing things that angels, people are gathering here to hear. They say, eh? Because we're in the cloud. And as we're in that cloud, God wants to perfect us. When you are perfected, that means when the Christ is formed in you by faith, you see yourself on the other side in the promised land.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see yourself where in the promised land.
Amen.
And the promised land means there's no more death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the place that God has reserved for those that love Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we should listen, brethren, pray for one another, strengthen one another, and allow the spirit of continuity, notwithstanding the hardships in this outer world. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's not a secret to us that in places like Italy today, the world is in crisis. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There's a crisis in the world out there. Hear that language I said, out
there.
But is there a time that has never been a crisis?
No will.
People that have been broke, they've been broke when there was no crisis. There have always been what? Crisis in this world. But the only way we can escape these things is by ascending higher in God.
Amen.
Amen. That same God that walked in the cloud, that was able to stone down manna from heaven, can do that for us today.
Amen.
In fact, he's doing it today.
Amen.
Do you know that? He can break the waters out for us, both naturally and spiritually. The Lord is able to supply for all our what? All our needs according to His riches. Eh?
No.
Somebody said, "But sir, I want the whole thing now, now." So, of course, if we have the whole thing now, now we're off. You know that?
Of course, now. We're
waiting
for some.
Amen. Some of us have the whole everything now. It's, well, they're gone. Amen.
Amen.
Let us not be deceived, brethren. Hallelujah. At times, there's some money in the pocket. I've seen some people, they have so much money that they can't even sit down. You can't sit down to concentrate anymore. Here today, tomorrow here, and all these things, you know. And they know they've heard the truth. Certain things that we hear, let us hold on to them forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Moses did not die. This is what the Bible is showing us today. And God is telling us today that we too can ascend into that cloud.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. And live forever. This is the promise. This is the gospel that has been handed over to the saints forever. Jude speaks about the gospel. How did he put it? Let's round up with Jude chapter 1 back. Contending for the faith. Are you there? Jude.
Jude chapter 1.
Yeah, there's only one chapter there, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unless that changed overnight. Verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was what?
Once delivered
unto the saints. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
It has already been
delivered.
It's now for us to
content.
Receive it. You know when you say content, it means to receive it. Because everything is, in at times, our own selves fight against
us.
This same gift that God has given us. So we must contend. Praise God. No matter the things we go through in life, the distractions of life, we must what? Contend for this faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Contend for what?
This faith.
Lay hold on this strenuously. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
Can we stand up?
Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Well, it's been very... You know, I want us to understand that this kind of messages, you need a lot of time once in a while when you're at home to listen to these messages and meditate on them once more and more again and again, and the Lord will give light.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that He has brought to light immortality and life. We have the chance to actually live and not die. See, we have the chance to enter into things that people thought were impossible. See, we have the chance to actually partake of the very best of God right now. Praise God.
Amen.
You don't have to go through the horror that people go through. And a doorway is open for every man today.
Amen.
Let us exercise ourselves to listening and to grow in these things that we hear.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name. Glory be to your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Amen.
Anoint the eyes of the and the ears of the people to hear.
Amen.
And let you know people understand these things they've heard today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
let people not fall away in the wilderness like the multitude did. Out of a whole generation of people, only about two people over the age of 40 entered into the promised land. The rest were cut off because they couldn't believe. Unbelief. They couldn't receive this commandment that has been handed over to the saints. Hallelujah. Receive it by faith.
Amen.
Take what is yours.
Amen.
Possess it.
Amen.
Mix it with faith. Mix Amen. Faith. What you've heard, mix it with faith.
Amen.
And walk in this thing today.
Amen.
While it is today, if you hear the voice of God,
Amen.
Don't let your human natural mind deny you of the privilege of walking as a child of God in this generation.
Amen.
It is yours right now forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The same way Moses ascended up to the mountain, every man has the liberty to do so today.
Amen.
By faith.
Amen.
If you can hear the voice of the trumpet.
Amen.
If you can hear the voice of the Father saying, come up here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And in the clouds, you will discover a new heart.
Amen.
In which the Ten Commandments are written, inscribed in the midst of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You will discover your consolation forever.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, because yokes are broken.
Amen.
People are seeing and understanding
Amen.
The mystery of your will.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Glory be to your name.
Amen.